Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious Father, it is with a grateful heart that we come on this morning, thanking you for blessing us to rise and to shine. And as we come, Father, we come giving you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. Father, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we say thank you for your blood, your cleansing blood that continues to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we confess our sins before you. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercies and your love and your provisions and your blessings on a daily, continuous, nonstop basis. Thank you, Father. Father, as we come on this morning, Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us, Father, and our destiny and our families this day. Father, and we ask that you would handle it for us, squash it as we stand on your promises to decree and declare that absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry and all the ministry partners and their families. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything in all things. We give you praise. We give you glory, and we give you honor. Bless our services on today, Father, where no one alone, nobody will be glorified but you. Nobody, Father. Nobody will be magnified but you, Father. And your people will be edified. And we are not concerned about Satan being horrified. We got to keep him in his place by your power. By your power, Father, we are more than a conqueror. More than conquerors. In Jesus' name. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Good morning, top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I bring you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We are celebrating another day that he has made. Amen. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. Amen. So we have something to be happy about. Amen. Hallelujah. Something to be glad about, something to be joyful about. Hallelujah. And our joy is in a person. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, if this is your first time with us, have a seat. Come on in. Come on in the room. Amen. Glory be to God. And have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. It's free. Hallelujah. We don't charge you. Amen. Because it's not ours to charge. Amen. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Enjoy the services to the extent that you keep on coming back as we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. All right. We pray that everybody's having a good week. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we are coming, amen, to the close of it. And it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. So we want to thank God. Amen. We've been, amen, just zeroing in on the life of Jesus. Amen. And going a little bit deeper and trying to walk with him. What did the steps of Jesus look like? Well, it's one thing to observe somebody from a distance. It's another thing to walk with that person. Amen. We've all heard it. Amen. Everybody wants to share your glory, but nobody, hallelujah, wants to, you know, share your story. Amen. Glory be to God. We always are mesmerized, you know, by the successes, other people's victories, accomplishments, but no one really wants to go through what that person had to go through for them to get to where they got. See, glory be to God. And believe me, beloved, amen, there's always a story behind everybody's glory. Amen. So we want to come in a little bit closer. And instead of just observing Jesus from the books, amen, and observing Jesus, amen, from, you know, a distance, we want to fill in the gap and walk with Jesus. You know, what did that walk, amen? And so we were, amen, examining the fourth chapter of Luke, and we pray that this chapter here has been a blessing to you. Amen. This is one of the chapters that sort of go into, you know, the acts, the details of Jesus launching his ministry and what that looked like. Amen. After he came up out of the wilderness, after his time of fasting, 40 days, 40. Something significant about that number 40, and we're going to be teaching on that in the very near future. It's on our itinerary. Amen. We know that Moses was with the Lord for 40 days on three separate occasions. Amen. And we also know Elijah, amen. Moses fasted for 40 days three times. And then we had Elijah who fasted for 40 days. Now we see Jesus for 40 days. Oh, it is something about that number 40. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So Luke chapter number 4. Glory be to God, and it's 44 verses there, and we see with Jesus' bout with Satan, glory be to God, in the wilderness, how he triumphed, and he didn't use nothing but the word. That's all he needed. That's what he used. That's what he needed. He didn't need nothing else. He didn't need no bodyguards. He didn't need a machine gun. He didn't need a knife or a soda bottle. He didn't need nothing but the word. Isn't that awesome? My God, he didn't need a bulletproof vest. All he needed was the word. Amen. So we saw his victory there. He came up out of the wilderness. Glory be to God with victory, absolute victory, not just victory, but absolute victory, starting to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. In the synagogue, that was his first mission. He came with the word. He came with the word. Amen. Glory be to God. The word always works. So, amen. Hallelujah. And then we saw, beloved, how he had to, amen, rebuke some folks, cast out some demons in some folks. Why? Because they was coming at him. Somebody say new levels, new devils. New levels, new devils, beloved. It's a part of the journey. See, this is why we must stay on our A game. Amen. This is why we must stay in the word. We must stay in fellowship. We must stay close to him. Amen. The Savior. Why? Because new levels, new devils. And that's a fact. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, we see Jesus, amen, just working nonstop, Amen. Glory be to God. We don't see when he really overexerted himself. We do see that the flesh will get tired because that's the flesh is flesh. Now, the flesh can't be nothing else but flesh. You sow to the flesh, you're going to reap to the flesh. Flesh is now never going to be anything other than flesh. Amen. And when flesh has served its purposes, it's going back to where it came from. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Our flesh and blood will not enter into the kingdom. We can't take flesh into heaven. This is why we're going to have on a new body, okay? Because flesh ain't nothing but flesh, and you got to remember that. And flesh is dirt. It stinks. That's why you got to take a bath every day. Some of us need to take baths 2 and 3 times a day. And you better not try to skip a day without putting no water on that flesh, because that flesh stinks. Glory be to God. When a body, amen, when a person transitions, amen, and after 24 hours, I think they call it rigor mortis or something like that, that flesh started deteriorating. When they come to pick up their body, they have to put on special garments, because that flesh is a number flesh. And this is why certain religions, amen, when a person transitions, what do? Amen. They 24 hours, they just throw them in the grave. They just throw them in the grave. They're not going to no funeral parlor, giving that funeral director $10,000, which is crazy. It's crazy. I know everybody got to make some money, all right, but, you know, it's really an emotional thing. Okay, and you got the hearse, and you got the casket, glory be to God, which water, look, I don't care what cemetery you put them in, water going to get to it, because water's underneath the earth. I don't care if you put them in a vault, water going to get to it, okay? So you come back a couple years later and pull that casket up, you might faint, okay? Glory be to God. So what do? A lot of religions. Amen. And look, maybe they're a little bit smarter than a lot of us. They just wrap the body up and throw them in the grave. Why? Because ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I mean, like, for real. That's the real deal. We don't want to deal with the reality of it, but that's the real deal. Okay? And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. So when we continue reading, we see how, amen, Jesus, amen, was a blessing to Peter's mother. Amen. Mother-in-law, glory be to God, and how God healed her. Glory be to God. She had a fever, verse number 39, and he rebuked the fever. The fever left, and she got up right away and ministered unto him. Amen. That's a sermon right there all by itself in verse 39. We'll come back and visit that at another time. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, we see in verse number 40, it says that when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and they were healed. Let me read that again. And when the sun was going down, everybody that was sick, anybody that had any type of disease came to Jesus. Jesus laid his hands on them, and Jesus healed them. Ah, my God, my God. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Oh, my God. It says everybody that was sick, COVID-19, flu, cancer, leukemia, diabetes, HIV, depression, come on, don't play with me. Don't play with me. It says any type of disease. Everybody, if you had anything, the doctors had diagnosed anything. If you didn't even get to the doctors, blood issues, mental issues, But everybody came to Jesus. I don't know if they came in a line. I don't know if they came in a circle, but all I know is they came. And glory be to God. And Jesus, amen, glory be to God, did a little bit more than just speak to them, although he was the word, amen, hallelujah, but he touched them. Because when he touched them, He transmitted the power that we was talking about on yesterday. Come on, somebody. Come on. Don't play with me. Ah, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Huh. Hallelujah. Some may say now, and you talk to people, you know, they want to get all intellectual with you. Well, you know, that works for Jesus. Well, he was Jesus. My name ain't Jesus, so that ain't going to work for me. And you know what? We got an answer for you, for you skeptical non-believers, those of you who are not exercising your faith. We got one answer for you. Glory be to God. Read your Bible. That's our answer. For those of you who say, amen, it worked for Jesus, but it can't work for me. For those of you who say Jesus transmitted the power, and that was Jesus, amen, it ain't going to work for me. We tell you to stop and read your Bible. Glory be to God. Beloved, I come, amen, to make an announcement on this morning that if it's flowing through Jesus Christ and you are in Christ, is flowing through you. Did you get that? If it's flowing through Christ, now think about it now. You're in Christ, right? You're in Christ. Are you? Are you? The first is answer the question, are you in Christ? Yeah, I'm in Christ. Okay. All right. Christ in you, your hope of glory. Yeah. Okay, good. So think about it. Now picture this with your sanctified imagination. You are in Christ. So it's flowing through Christ and you're in Christ. How can it not flow through you? He is the vine and you are the branch. If he got it, then you got it. Because you and Christ are unified. You're one. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Beloved, do you realize what happens when you place your hands on someone in faith for healing? Whenever you lay your hands in faith for anybody for healing, including yourself, you release healing power. You release the abundant, eternal Zoe life of God. The power of God flows from your spirit into the body of the diseased person, and it zaps them with life. Glory be to God. Most of us, amen, know a little bit about cars. Some of us have cars, driving cars, amen, know other people with cars, and you know that a car needs a battery. Without the battery, all right, you don't, even the electric cars have batteries, okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So what happens when the battery dies? I've had my battery die on a couple occasions. What do you do when your battery dies? Right? Well, when the battery dies, okay, well, we need to put some life in the battery. All right? Anybody got any cables? Anybody, I keep some cables in my car, all right? Anybody got some cables? You're calling AAA. You're calling for help. Amen. Because you got to get what we call a jump. See? So you need two things now to bring, amen, this dead battery back to life. The first thing you need is another battery that has life. And then you need your jumper cables. See, the jumper cables by themselves is not going to work. Another new battery or a battery that's working is not going to work. But when you bring the two of them together, a battery, amen, that's not dead, and the jumper cable. And then what happens? For those of you that don't know too much about cars, let me tell you. The jumper cables, they have two ends. They have the red end and they have the black end. Uh-huh. So you place one end of the jumper cable on the live battery, and then you take the other end of the jumper cables on the dead battery. So follow me for those of you who don't know nothing about cars. The jumper cable, amen, have two ends. All right. So you take one end, you put it on the battery that died. You take the other end and you put it on the battery, amen, that has life in it. And what happens, beloved, as a result, life gets transmitted into the dead battery. Well, guess what? I come to tell you that your healing power works the same way. You are full of the life of God. You are a dispenser of God's glory. You are anointed from on high. We are supernatural beings with a direct connection to heaven. And it's like placing one hand on the throne of God and placing the other hand on the sick person. Baby, you the jumper cable. Hey, well, I got it. Glory be to God. Somebody post that on Facebook today. I'm the jumper cable. Glory be to God. One hand on the throne of God and the other hand, amen, on the sick, on the afflicted, on the diseased. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And beloved, by faith, in faith, you are transmitting life. Hallelujah. Your hands are holy hands. Your hands are miracle working hands. Your hands are Holy Ghost jumper cables. And when you lay hands on the sick, beloved, don't do it hoping something's going to happen. I'm going to do this one. I heard Pastor. I just hope this works. No. Wrong attitude. Wrong energy. No energy. No. You got to know. You got to know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That you are hooked up to something that can knock them out of their shoes. Because that's what happens when electricity hits you, baby, and knock you right out of your shoes. One shoe over here, one shoe over there. Hey, come on, somebody. You must believe that you are connected to a live battery. And there is something about to flow through you and cause a miracle to take place. Beloved, do you believe it? Ephesians 3:20 says this. Now unto him, my God, who is able to do exceedingly above, we can park right there. Exceedingly above, exceedingly abundantly above. Woo! Look at all that increase. Look at all that mirror. Exceedingly. We could park right there. We could preach on exceedingly for a week. Abundantly, we could preach on that for a month. Above, another week. All that we ask or think according to the power. The power that worketh in us. Beloved, you got to stir up that power. Every born-again believer has the power. The power was given unto you the moment that you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, the moment the Holy Spirit came to live, to dwell into. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? See, but you just got, you can't have the power dormant. You complaining to everybody that my house is so dark. I can't see how to move from the living room to the kitchen. I'm bumping into the walls. I can't see a thing. It's so dark. Okay. Did you pay the electric bill? Yeah, the electric bill been paid. Yeah, Jesus paid it all. All to him we are. Okay. So why don't you just go and flip the switch? Did you flip the switch? No, I ain't thought about flipping no switch. What? Don't that sound crazy, y'all? Well, guess what? It's the same way. Because you got the power in you, but the power is laying dormant unless you exercise the power, unless you flip the switch, unless you use your faith and use the power. It's the same thing. It's dormant. Oh, you've been wired correctly. because you were born of an incorruptible seed. All the election bill is paid because Jesus paid it all. Now you just need enough faith to flip the doggone switch and use the power. We taking so-and-so to the doctor. Well, ain't nothing wrong with taking so-and-so to the doctor, but you're going to take them before you pray for them or after you pray for them. We don't even think about praying for them. Somebody call 911. Somebody, you know, we go into panic mode. Yeah, well, did you take your medicine? Did you do this? People overdosing on medication. Huh? Did you pray for them? Yeah, the baby got a fever. Lay hands on that baby and break it, doggone it. What's the problem? Well, lover, you have to know, amen, that you have the power. You're the jumper cables. You all you got to do, amen, hallelujah, is allow that power to flow through you. That's why Jesus touched them. Ah, somebody need a touch today. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Somebody need a touch. Is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. And then they're not talking about people in the fivefold ministry. That's all about any believer who got enough faith to believe. Let them anoint him with oil. Ha, ha, ha. Sometimes when I'm praying for people and I don't have no anointing oil, look, I just anoint them, amen, hallelujah, with the sweat. Glory be to God, hallelujah. The Bible doesn't say what that oil has to compose of. It don't have to be Crisco oil or olive oil. Glory be to God. We're talking about the oil of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I come and encourage you this morning to get ready for the electricity of God to flow through your life. This is why you got to stay repentant. Now, he ain't going to be flowing through no bunch of garbage now and trash. Serving God water in a dirty glass. Come on now. That's why, but he said, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you. You don't wait till Sunday to repent. You're in a bad situation. We ought to be confessing every day because we mess up every day. Look, sin of omission and commission. Sin of omission and commission, that's the things you did that when you were supposed to do or say or think. Then you have the sins of omission, that's the things you didn't do. So either way, you're guilty. But God's grace is there. His mercy, he already made provisions for that. But you have to implement it. You got to work your faith. You can't take God for granted. Amen. Get ready to transmit the power and the glory of God. Anybody ready? Anybody ready? Beloved, when God's people really rise up to their rightful authority and walk in that power and that authority that God has given us, we're going to put a lot of folks out of business. A lot of people in the medical field going to be moving into another profession. Oh, yeah, baby. We're going to put a lot of people out of business when we do it God's way. And look at the first century Christians. They didn't have no bunch of hospitals. Mm-mm. No, they didn't. They didn't have no bunch of foreclosures and people wasn't losing their houses and all that because they was living the way God told them to live. Let me tell you something. They was transmitting the power. Amen. They was taking care of one another. They was bringing the money, putting it at the apostles' feet so the money can be dispersed correctly once Judas was taken out of the picture. We got to go back to the old landmark. I think we're a little bit too sophisticated nowadays. It's just a little bit too carnal, just a little bit, beloved. We got to take this thing back to the old landmark and just keep it simple and just do what God say do. Amen. And we'll get the results. Amen. That God, that Jesus got. Amen. That the Lord says we can have too. Do you want it today? Amen and amen. Huh? Let us make our confessions today, beloved. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me, amen, hallelujah, because the Bible says, amen, that we confess death and life under the power of the tongue, we can decree a thing and shall be established. So our confession, our faith will always rise to the level of our confession. So even if it feels like a lie, say it anyway. And if you keep saying it, then your faith will be elevated to the words that come out of your mouth. So I want you to repeat after me. I am hooked up to the source of life and power. When I lay hands on the sick, they get better. They get better and they get ready to receive because I have something to give. My hands are Holy Ghost jumper cables hooked up to the throne of God. When I lay hands on the sick, they will be made whole. Amen and amen. And some of us need to begin the day by laying hands on ourselves. Physician, heal yourself, said Jesus. Amen. And amen. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen. Today at 12 o'clock, amen, we're going to be at the Friday prayer today, beloved. I believe that we're scheduled. And we haven't been a meeting at 12 o'clock on Fridays for a while, but we'll be there today. Amen. Come on back tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. We want to have open testimony. Amen. If you have a testimony you want to share, and I know somebody got something to say. We came out of 21 days of fasting, and we didn't open the testimony up right away. Amen. But we know by now some of you, amen, added a few more days on top of that 21. Amen. So we want to come and share our testimonies on tomorrow. Amen. By the grace and the mercies of the living God. Amen. We will be back, Lord's willing, on our 5 a.m. social media next week. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I may not go into detail as to what happened. I don't tell y'all everything. Amen. But you know what? I thank you for your praying for me. I thank y'all for praying for me. If y'all see me missing in action, y'all know it's some real heavy spiritual warfare going down. And when you don't see me, I thank you for praying for me. Even when you do see me, I still thank you for praying for me. Thank you. That's all I want to say. Thank you. Amen. All right. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes the kingdom is going to cost you something. Ministry takes money. Amen. Glory be to God. I was looking at, amen, some of the bills, getting them together. Amen. For our accountant. Amen. And I noticed, I said, wait a minute, what's happening here? And I said, they didn't notify us that they was increasing. Amen. But anyhow, amen, I'm disputing it. I said, y'all should have told me about it. Amen. But it was still paid. Thank God it was paid. Nothing's been terminated. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. It takes money to do ministry. It takes money to do ministry. Amen. When people contact us, they give their life to Christ. We send them out materials, glory be to God, to grow in their salvation. Amen. The materials cost money. The new building costs money. Amen. The radio costs money. The internet costs money. Amen. Glory be to God. Everything costs money. Everything costs money. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus knew it. That's why Jesus walked with a treasurer. Amen. They had so much money, the treasurer was stealing. Glory be to God. And nobody knew it but Jesus because he knows everything. Amen. The Bible says there was women in Jesus' ministry. And the women, these business women, would give Jesus money. Give Jesus, not the disciples. They gave Jesus money. Amen. In his hands, you know, them handshake offerings. And guess what? Jesus didn't give it back. Jesus didn't give it back because Jesus knew by receiving it, amen, he wasn't taking anything, amen. They was being blessed. Why? Because it's more blessed to give than it is to receive, amen. Your giving, amen, prepares, amen, for your increase. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Several ways you can sow into the word. Amen. Here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, you can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And hit the donate button there right at the top. Amen. Glory be to God. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, GLENSIDE, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. We also have Cash App, amen, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And to God be praised. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your faithful giving. Amen. Those who give continually. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It's a part of your budget. Amen. The same way we pay our electric every month, our gas every month, our mortgage every month, our car note every month. Amen. We have our giving that we give every month. Amen. Every week or however. Amen. The Lord lays it on you. You might want to do it once a year. You know, look, this, I know some people, they tithe once a year. They say, hey, this 10% of my yearly income. Whoo, can you imagine that day? That's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be even more beautiful, amen, when you can live off 10% of your income and just give the other 90 away. Now, that's a lot of money, amen, but that's what the Lord wants to do. We're going to be teaching on it too, amen. All right, everybody, be good, be safe, amen, hallelujah. Come on, meet us. You might forget today because we haven't been on the Friday prayer in a while, so you might forget, amen, but try to set your clock and remember and share the word. Amen, in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the service. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the word. Whew. Thank you, Father. Forgive us, Father, for not utilizing the power and allowing that power to stay dormant in us. Got sick people all around us, and we waiting for the doctor appointment instead of using enough faith to lay hands on those individuals and believe that they will be healed because of the Holy Ghost power transmitted through us. It's not our power, it's your power working through us. Forgive us. Forgive us for having just a little bit of faith. Father, we believe. Help our unbelief. Help us to go deeper. Help us to come up higher. Help us to just take your word at face value. And it is whatever you said it is. It cannot be changed. Thank you. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Grant unto us travel and road mercy. Cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. Bad news, tears, and sorrow. We put it all under the blood of Jesus right now. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you. No more, no tears, no sorrow. Not even a mechanical malfunction today. Blow on the fires, Father God. The gas explosions, the home invasion, any form of bad news, any way, anyhow, Father God. We put it all under the blood and we ask that you would handle it today, Father. And we thank you for doing so. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, God. Bless all those who support this ministry financially, Father. We thank you for them. We thank you. We thank you for their faithful support, Father God, in tithes and offerings and donations. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. And Father God, we ask that you would bless the giver. Hallelujah. Bless the seed. And we thank you for the increase. In Jesus' name. Now, hallelujah, unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit in Jesus' name. Anoint the prayer warrior as she comes at 12 o'clock to pray in the Holy Ghost. We bind every spirit of interference and disruptions. And we say, Jesus is Lord. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. I love you. Yes, I do. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for praying for me, Saints. Thank you. The same way I know when something's wrong with you guys, y'all know when something's wrong with me. Amen. Thank you. That's all I want to say this morning is thank you. Amen. Have a good day. Pastor Alfreda. Amen. Signing out.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on. Praise, we want you to sing with us. Our God is awesome and he's worthy to be praised. Come on, everybody sing. Lord of all.